NATO and Ukraine to hold emergency talks after Russian hypersonic missile attack. By Breitbart London on November 23, 2024. Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with an experimental hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. The conflict is entering a decisive phase, Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk said Friday, and taking on very dramatic dimensions. Ukraine's parliament canceled the session as security was tightened following Thursday's Russian strike on a military facility in the city of Dnipro. In a stark warning to the West, President Vladimir Putin said in a nationally televised speech that the attack with the intermediate-range Oreshnik missile was in retaliation for Kyiv's use of U.S. and British longer-range missiles capable of striking deeper into Russian territory. Putin said Western air defense systems would be powerless to stop the new missile. Ukrainian military officials said the missile that hit Dnipro had reached a speed of Mach 11 and carried six non-nuclear warheads, each releasing six submunitions. Speaking Friday to military and weapons industries officials, Putin said Russia is launching production of the Oreshnik. No one in the world has such weapons, he said with a thin smile. Sooner or later other leading countries will also get them. We are aware that they are under development. But he added, we have this system now. And this is important. Testing the missile will continue, including in combat. Depending on the situation and the character of security threats created for Russia, Putin said, noting there is a stockpile of such systems ready for use. Putin said that while it isn't an intercontinental missile, it's so powerful that the use of several of them fitted with conventional warheads in one attack could be as devastating as a strike with strategic, or nuclear, weapons. General Sergei Karakayev, head of Russia's strategic missile forces, said the Oreshnik could reach targets across Europe and be fitted with nuclear or conventional warheads, echoing Putin's claim that even with conventional warheads, the massive use of the weapon would be comparable in effect to the use of nuclear weapons. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov kept up Russia's bellicose tone on Friday, blaming the reckless decisions and actions of Western countries in supplying weapons to Ukraine to strike Russia. The Russian side has clearly demonstrated its capabilities and the contours of further retaliatory actions in the event that our concerns were not taken into account have also been quite clearly outlined, he said. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, widely seen as having the warmest relations with the Kremlin in the European Union, echoed Moscow's talking points, suggesting the use of U.S.-supplied weapons in Ukraine likely requires direct American involvement. These are rockets that are fired and then guided to a target via an electronic system, which requires the world's most advanced technology and satellite communications capability, Orbán said on state radio. There is a strong assumption that these missiles cannot be guided without the assistance of American personnel. Orbán cautioned against underestimating Russia's responses, emphasizing that the country's recent modifications to its nuclear deployment doctrine should not be dismissed as a bluff. It's not a trick. There will be consequences, he said. Separately in Kyiv, Czech Foreign Minister Jan Lipovský called Thursday's missile strike an escalatory step in an attempt of the Russian dictator to scare the population of Ukraine and to scare the population of Europe. At a news conference with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Andriy Sybiha, Lipovský also expressed his full support for delivering the necessary additional air defense systems to protect Ukrainian civilians from the heinous attacks. He underlined that the Czech Republic will impose no limits on the use of its weapons and equipment given to Ukraine. Three lawmakers from Ukraine's parliament, the Verkhovna Rada, confirmed that Friday's previously scheduled session was called off due to the ongoing threat of Russian missiles targeting government buildings in central Kyiv. In addition, there also was a recommendation to limit the work of all commercial offices and non-governmental organizations in that perimeter, and local residents were warned of the increased threat, said lawmaker Makita Potaryev, who added this is not the first time such a threat has been received. President Volodymyr Zelensky's office continued to work in compliance with standard security measures, a spokesperson said. Ukraine's main intelligence directorate said the Oreshnik missile, whose name in Russian means hazelnut tree, was fired from the Kapustin Yar 4th missile test range in Russia's Astrakhan region, and flew 15 minutes before striking Dnipro. Test launches of a similar missile were conducted in October 2023 and June 2024, the directorate said. The Pentagon confirmed the missile was a new experimental type of intermediate-range missile based on its RS-26 Rubized intercontinental ballistic missile. Thursday's attack struck the Pivdenmush plant that built ICBMs when Ukraine was part of the Soviet Union. The military facility is located about 4 miles, 6.5 kilometers, southwest of the center of Dnipro, a city of about 1 million that is Ukraine's fourth largest and a key hub for military supplies and humanitarian aid, and is home to one of the country's largest hospitals for treating wounded soldiers from the front before their transfer to Kyiv or abroad. The stricken area was cordoned off and out of public view. With no fatalities reported from the attack, Dnipro residents resorted to dark humor on social media, mostly focused on the missile's name, Oreshnik. Elsewhere in Ukraine, Russia struck a residential district of Sumy overnight with Iranian-designed Shahed drones, killing 2 people and injuring 13, the regional administration said. Ukraine's Suspil media, quoting Sumy regional head Volodymyr Artyuk, said the drones were stuffed with shrapnel elements. "These weapons are used to destroy people, not to destroy objects," said Artyuk, according to Suspil. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.